Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Studio 73, your avenue for thoughts and conversation. Hosted by Artisan Drew. Listen, look, live. And say something. Studio 73.
The streets in the industry keeping me busy. Whoever thought I would get it. Had to stay down on the block, I committed. Stay in my lane cause I'm dripping. No, I can't rock with these motherfucking critics. Fuck all that talking, you know I come get it.
You know I come get it.
Savage young nigga, I'm hot in the city.
Hot in the city.
Boy, you went through, you portraying the image.
Boy, you portraying your image.
Fuck all that talking, just show me the digits.
Fuck all that talking, just show me the digits.
I got snakes in the grass, cut them off.
Cut them off.
We got snakes in the grass, cut them off. I'm sipping no money. I know you bitches would love me. Man, they won't fuck for a little bit of money. Niggas ain't part of discussion. Come from the streets, gotta ride with their buddies. We know you suckers be bluffing. Pull up and pop at your way with no conscience. I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it. I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it. I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it. I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it. Cut it. Cut it. How about the plan and jump right on the road? Came a long way from the pots in the stove.
Came a long way from the pots in the stove.
I know the little bitches, they play with their nose.
Know the little bitches, they play with their nose.
I know some fun nigga won't see me on phone.
Fuck, nigga.
I get the bag and run up at the shows.
Run it up.
Young nigga jumping out, waving the snow.
Young nigga jumping out, waving the snow.
I keep a stick in the chest with a rose. Sniper on deck, watch your body will fold. Body will fold. I got snakes in the grass, cut them off. We got snakes in the grass, cut them off.
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 I got snakes in the grass.
I ain't tryna rush you, baby. Never gonna slip in all night. It's about to be a long night. Yeah. I ain't gonna rush you, baby. I ain't gonna rush. Double cup sipping all night. It's about to be a long night.
Be a long night.
Said from the way that I kick it, maybe I can be her type.
Be her type.
Shawty said you're out with the kid, but she only single for a price.
For a price.
Baby, this a life I live,
life I live.
So I gotta do the shit right.
Do the shit right.
You ain't tryna leave with the kid. What you gon' do in my car?
In my car.
You ain't never lived this life. You ain't never been with a star.
Oh, no, no.
You ain't gotta hold your tongue.
Tell me
if I'm going too far. I ain't gonna rush you, baby, cause you know tonight is
ours. It ain't a rush, we can take it slow. Keep it on the hush and go with the flow. Whenever you're ready, just let me know. Give me the green light and then it's a go. Your skin is as soft as a cotton ball. So I'm on the way when you make the call. If you want the D, you can get it all. And I'll get it wet as a waterfall. I know you like what you see. I wanna know if you're feeling my vibe. Come with me and set yourself free. By your side, you're killing the scene like a murder case. You got the juice and I wanna taste. Gorgeous face and a tight waist. Make my heart race when we embrace. Fantasizing about a spending time. Finessing your mind when we bump and grind. Rubbing my
my hands up and down your spine. Watching your eyes looking for a sign. Your body language told me how you feel. I know you've been hurt, now it's time to heal. So let's take a dream and make it real. Need a Superman, I'm your man of steel.
Never come sleeping all night. It's about to be a long night.
Be a long night.
Different the way that I kick it. Maybe I can be her type.
Be her type.
Shout out to you out, kid. But she only single for a price. Baby, this a life I live,
life I live.
So I gotta do the shit right.
Do the shit right.
You ain't tryna leave with the kid. What you gon' do in my car?
Do my car.
You ain't never lived this life. You ain't never been with a star.
Oh, no, no.
You ain't gotta hold your tongue.
Tell
me if I'm
going too far.
I ain't gon' rush you, baby,
baby.
You know tonight is
yours. You ain't never been with a star. Let me introduce you to a brand new lifestyle. Let's have a few drinks at the bar. You can tell me about your hopes and your dreams and the meaning. I'm trying to understand where you're coming from. Then find out where you wanna go. I know the pain in your past got you feeling numb. It's time to move on if you wanna grow. You need a man with a plan, not a bum. Looking dumb, trying to get some attention on Facebook. If you want it, then you're talking to the one that is shining like the sun and can change your whole outlook. Choose a boss if you want the most out of life. Tell me your thoughts as I hold you close through the night. Get your dog, then your head and come to the light. You've been treated wrong, I'm the one to treat you right. You deserve the best, but the best and none less. I can lift you up and take away the stress. Always knowing by your side, you ain't gotta care. When you choose a king, you don't need to rest. Let me elevate your mind and your body and your soul to a level you ain't never seen. We can celebrate the grind for our goals, cause you and I together make a better team.
Make a better team.
Never come sleeping all night. It's about to be a long night.
Be a long night.
Different the way that I kick it. Maybe I can be her type.
Be her type.
Shout out to you out. But she only single for a price. Baby, this a life I live,
life I live.
So I gotta do the shit right.
Do the shit right.
You ain't tryna leave with the kid. What you gon' do in my car?
Do in my car.
You ain't never lived this life. You ain't never been with a star.
Oh, no, no.
You ain't gotta hold your tongue.
Tell
me if I'm going too far.
Going too far.
I ain't gon' rush you, baby,
baby.
Cause you know tonight is yours.
What's up, what's up, what's up? I'd like to welcome everybody to Studio 73. This is your man's artist, Drew. You are in the middle of a three-play, baby. Let's go.
Defending us when I should have been building me up. The optimistic side of me was destroyed by the lack of trust. Should have been just trying to fuck, but I only knew how to love. Now I can tell when enough is enough. I keep refilling this cup and the memories to keep building me up until this bubble busts with you.
Never hurt ya.
You will forever be my boo.
You remain
untrue.
My love turned to hate for you.
We were supposed to never end.
I look in your eyes, you just be teen. It ain't easy to get over you.
But it's time for my life to begin.
How can you say that you love me when you don't have
no loyalty?
Glad to have you out the picture. So don't come running back to me. Doing better now. Living better now.
Always. Thanks to you, I'm a better man now. I'm peeping the game, keeping my guards up, never fall in love again. Two girls that think they stuff is gold, using that thing as a weapon. Learn my lesson, I could do better when I let you get the best of me. I'm into bigger, better things, keeping drama away from me.
And conversation hosted by Artisan Drew. Listen, look, live, and say something. Studio 73.
Yes, man. Artisan Drew. What's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing out here in this world? Hope everybody's having a great time. This man's Artisan Drew. Let's get it in. I got a call on the line, 817-819. What's going on? Who are you? Where you from, baby?
What it do, man? It's your boy Mookie Montana, man.
What's up, Mr. Mookie Montana? How you doing, sir?
I'm all right, man. So busy, man, just ripping and running. I just got a chance to sit down. How you doing yourself, man?
Doing all right, man. I know you be ripping and running. Busy man. What you had going on today? You all right?
Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah, I'm good. Today my daddy's birthday, man. I just got off the phone with him telling him happy birthday and stuff, you know.
Okay. Happy birthday, Pop. What's up, Pop? How old Pop's turning?
Man, don't let me lie to you, man. my daddy in his 50s, you know, so he,
yeah.
You know.
Man, Oh, you know how old my daddy is, to be honest with you. Let me stop talking.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
we keep up with them babies. We keep up with them old folks, huh?
Hey,
we keep up with the babies.
For real, man.
For real. You got some babies, Mookie?
Yeah, bro. I got three kids, man. I got three little girls.
You got three little girls, all of them girls.
Man.
Don't give a shout out to your baby, man. Tell them what's up.
Man, my baby, Takayla. My baby, Alicia, and Ayana, the youngest. Yeah,
okay,
man, I love
up.
Them
that's
girls. Man, they know, man. I'm doing this for them. Everything I do, really, you know, it's for myself as well, but it's for them. It's for them first, you know.
Okay, we can dig that, man. I can dig it, man. Just had me a little three play real quick to start the show, man. We had that Mookie Montana, then we had that Scottie Pippen, and then we had that COC. And right now on the line, I got Mr. Mookie Montana. We're finna do this interview. Mookie, why don't you introduce yourself, man? Tell everybody where you're from and who you are and how you come to be.
Well, I'm Mookie Montana. I'm a 26-year-old aspiring artist from Jackson, Mississippi. I was born and raised, I was born on February 14, 1994. I'm a Valentine baby, so. And I am... the youngest of my camp is I got five more brothers and one sister, and I'm the youngest, man, out here. putting in work.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, you got a very interesting style, man. How you come up with this style? Did it just come to you one day? Were you sitting down? You know, when you was writing, do you write? Matter of fact, do you write your material?
Do you have
co-writers?
You don't want to know. I do everything, man. Like I like to. I'm one of the music heads where I ain't got no principle when it comes to music or creating. Like, I feel like if I'm in the studio with some people that know how to write music, help me get on the song. You know what I'm saying? Help me write the song. Like, you know, but most of the time nowadays, I be so ready and so on the go, I won't even have a chance to write. But, like, if I do get a chance to write, if it's something in my head, I'll write it down. Then you got the voice memos. You got the notes on the phone. Then you got the biggest thing now is, like, punching in. You know what I'm saying? Like, because punching in is, like, vocally writing. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
It's like, you know, and to answer your other question, like how I came up with it, man, a lot of it is from, like, you know, my life, man. You know, my brother really, like, my big brother, 808 Fetish, he's like a producer in Jackson, Mississippi, too. But he really helped, like, critique me. Like, he the one that told me, like, man, don't be saying the N-word too much. Don't be on there talking about what other people talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you see that every day. We do this every day. Like, they talk about something else. Talk about, you know, he like, man, that's vibe. You see what I'm saying? Like, he ain't like, you know, on that go the same route everybody else going. He like, create your own way. Create your own style. And me listening to Cisco and, you know, that's like one of my favorite artists, like Cisco. And you know, I know I like Bone Thugs and Harmony, like, Notorious, you know, all them boys like Pitching, Zapp and Roger. Then I'm from Mississippi, so you know I'm a blues head. So it's like,
right.
It's like automatic almost.
Right, I can dig it, man. I can dig it. You say your brother's a producer, man. He produced some of your music. Y'all work together. Y'all collab often.
Man. If you listen to that Battlefield album, man, he did everything a beat on that. He did every single beat on there.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
So that snake, I saw the snake in there. Chris had to cut it. He made that beat.
Okay. That was cool. That's cool. That's what's up,
less
man.
Less than 10 minutes.
Oh, he talented. He one of them brothers.
Man, he used to play in a band. See, when you play in a band, you got a whole nother rhythm, man. I know how to set the beats up and all that. Like, I'm an audio engineer and everything, too. Like, but it's like with the style that he come with, it's like the flavor that he come with, it's like I can't do it, bro. I can come with it with the words, but I can't come with it with the, you know, with the instruments and bass and a snare. Because people don't understand what they be hearing. You know, to a consumer, they just hear one sound. You see what I'm saying? With most people, some people can break it down, but it's a lot of stuff that go into a beat, man. Like the percussion, a good beat, like the percussion, the snares, the highs, the mids, the clap, the bass, the kick, you know what I'm saying? You could put a sub, 808. That's just the percussion. Then you got the sounds. You ain't no telling how many sounds you got to put in there. You got to change them up. You can't have them too slow. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot, bro.
Yeah, I could dig it, man. I do a little music myself, man. I've been doing it for a little minute myself, I appreciate everybody that coming to the studio with me, man, that can contribute, man, especially if they come up with them beats. But the hardest part sometimes coming down and sitting down when you get that beat, then you got to do your part, right, Mook? You got to do your part. You got to say, all right, man, I got to kill this shit.
But you want to know what's so funny, bro? Like, man, it's really, if you really just stop and listen to the beat, it's going to give you the song. You know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of people be like, oh man, I can go any type of way on this beat. No, you can't. You can only go the way that the main sound is allowing you to go. Like most people try to rap on the bass or something like that, but you gotta listen to that main sound in the kick because the hi-hat is what's gonna keep you rolling. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta really listen, bro. Like listen to that main sound and write to that main sound because that's the melody of the song. That's why when you go copyright a song with stuff, it's a music and lyrics. You can say, oh, you creator of the music, you know what I'm saying, and the lyrics, because the music is what's, you know, lyric is something different, but music is the sound and the sonical. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can dig it, man. I think people can dig that, man. Hey, check it out, man. Mook, we gonna go into to snakes, man. I got snakes right here.
Okay,
we're gonna
okay.
play snakes real quick, man. Anything you wanna say about snakes before I play the song?
Man, we made that song. My brother made that beat in 10 minutes, and I went straight to the studio and recorded it. Probably like from my mama house to the studio, probably like 15 minutes.
All right, man. Let's go and get into it, man. Go ahead and introduce that thing, Mook.
Yeah, this your boy Mookie Montana, aka the South Kid, and you're now listening to Snakes. You did produced by 808 Fetters.
In the grass, so I
cut it.
Two double cups and I'm sipping no money.
Damn,
I know you bitches would love me.
Love me.
Man, they won't fuck for a little bit of money.
Damn,
niggas ain't part of discussion.
No.
Come from the streets, gotta ride with their buddies.
Buddy.
We know you suckers be bluffing. Pull up and pop at your head with no punches. I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it.
Cut it.
I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it.
Cut it.
I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it.
Cut it.
I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it.
Cut it.
I'm bad, bad, just like I'm Drizzy. Seats around drumming, that dick make you dizzy. Young nigga tatted like 50. The streets in the industry keeping me busy. Whoever thought I would get it. Had to stay down on the block, I committed. Stay in my lane cause I'm dripping. No, I can't rock with these motherfucking critics. Fuck all that talking, you know I come get it.
You know I come get it.
Savage young nigga, I'm hot in the city.
Hot in the city.
Boy, you ain't through, you portraying the image.
Boy, you portraying your image.
Fuck all that talking, just show me the digits.
Fuck all that talking, just show me the digits.
I got snakes in the grass, cut them off,
cut them off.
We got snakes in the grass, cut them off,
cut them off.
I'm sipping no money. I know you bitches would love me.
Love me.
Man, they won't fuck for a little bit of money. Niggas ain't part of discussion.
No.
Come from the streets, gotta ride with their buddies.
Buddy.
We know you suckers be bluffing. Pull up and pop at your way with no punches. I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it.
Cut it.
I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it.
Cut it.
I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it.
Cut it.
I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it.
Cut it.
Cut it. How about the plan and jump right on the road?
How about the plan and jump right on the road?
Came a long way from the pots in the stove.
Came a long way from the pots in the stove.
I know the little bitches, they play with their nose.
Know the little bitches, they play with their nose.
I know some fun nigga won't see me on phone.
Fuck, nigga.
I get the bag and run up at the shows.
Run it up.
Young nigga jumping out, waving the snow.
Young nigga jumping out, waving the snow.
I keep a stick in the chest with a rose. Sniper on deck, watch your body will fold.
Body will fold.
I got snakes in the grass, cut them off. We got snakes in the grass, cut them off.
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 I got snakes in the grass.
That's what I'm talking about. It's that Mookie Montana, man. Snakes in the grass. Hey, hey, I can dig it, man. I can dig it.
Hey.
I can dig it. Hey, Mook, where you be performing, man? You be on that stage, bro. Talk to me, man. When you be on that stage, how you feel when you be on stage?
It just depends. Like, sometimes, man, you know, you can't. Sometimes, I used to, when I was younger, dog, doing music, like, I used to get drunk and fucked up while I get on stage. Man, I can't do that shit. I mean, I can still turn up a little bit, but I can't. I don't know. I've been trying to, I've been battling with the stage performance, you know what I'm saying? Because I usually come out that motherfucker hype, jumping around, you know what I'm saying? Like, just going all the way in. But now I just be want to be heard more than I want to be seen. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm trying to balance this shit, like, you know, because
yeah,
sometimes people just be looking at me.
Right. So you want to make sure that your sound that you give, you your output is just as good on stage as it is on the recording. That way you're going with it.
Right. That. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can dig it, man. Hell, when you're younger, you got all that damn energy.
Yeah,
probably sound man, like shit.
Bro, I be smoking and shit, man. I be like, man, I be just trying to, you know, but I still be trying, I still take this shit serious, that performance serious, man. I still could jump around and rap, you know what I'm saying, and sing or whatever, but it's just like, I want to know, like, from a fan's perspective, like what do they want? Because people don't really ever tell me about my performance. You know, they're like, damn, bro, you turned up or whatever. But like, nigga, did you fuck with the song? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Right, that's what I've been wanting to hear lately. But like, I've been just trying to add the swag. You know, so add the sauce. Yeah.
And that sauce, that flavor. So what you know about flavors, man? So you say that you sauce kid, so you be mixing it up, huh? You got your hot, your cold, you got your bitter, your sweet. What you got? You got your spicy, your mild. You know what I'm saying? Mookie Montana be mixing up some flavors, man, with that sauce kid over here. What are we talking about, bruh? Hey, check it out, Mookie. Can you sing,
it.
Man? Are you an R&B
man.
Singer? Can you ever go that route if you ever chose to?
I consider myself as a... like as a melodic. I don't even know if that's a word. You feel me? But like
hey,
anything
just,
that I can make my.
You just said it, man. Melodic, bro. You a melodic artist.
Right. Hey.
Okay. I used to call myself diversified, man.
Yeah, I think I can sing a little bit. I don't know.
Hell no. Yeah. When it's time to put the track down, you do whatever necessary to make that motherfucker go right.
Yeah, whatever come out.
All right. So, do you write the hooks first, or do the hooks come, or do the song, do the body come, or do the hook come first?
It just depends on like the beat and shit. You know, if the beat come in on the low end, then I'm gonna go in with the verse. You know, but if it come in, you know what I'm saying, formatted, you know, with the chords and shit first. I go ahead and just drop that because it's so easy to make a chorus, you know. It's just to me, it be having to be like, can you feel this shit? You know, I can say anything, but like, can you feel it, you know?
Right. Tell me this then, Mook. When you go to the studio, do you still like have to be tipsy a little bit? Do you have a little sip? Do you do a little smoke? What you do to the studio? What's your studio vibe like though? Cause I used to do the both of them, you know what I'm saying? But I always found that the best product come when I don't do none of that shit.
Well, for real, you feel like that?
Sometimes. sometimes it might be kind of intimidating, man. You just look at that motherfucker, that motherfucker like, yeah, you ready? And then you have to go do a little sip or something, man. It's like, yeah, now I'm ready. Let's go get it. So what's your approach, man? I'm just curious.
Man, let me say this. Man, like, when I make my really, really, really good song, it's always out like some brown, you know what I'm saying? Like, for some reason, that brown just put a nigga in his feelings and shit, I just be, you know. And when I make some of my best songs, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, you know what I'm saying? When I'm just, my voice can change, I'm tired, I'm raspy, I'm aggravated, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to kick everybody out the studio, I don't want nobody to be in here, I'm waiting for everybody to fall asleep or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I can really just do what the fuck I want to do, like, and that's when I be feeling like I just make some of the best music. But I ain't gonna lie, like, I done made some okay songs sober, but like when I just smoke and be up like that 3 o'clock in the morning, I make a motherfucking masterpiece.
Yeah, I can dig that, man. Ain't that night owl type shit though? That's the best time to make some damn music.
Like your second. Kick in or some shit. Like, it's like you ain't on the world no more. It's like the world, you know, the computer screen is zoomed in. You can see every motherfucking thing clear. And when you turn to the mic, you can hear yourself. Your hearing then heightened. You know, it's like it's a different fucking state. It's like being on ecstasy, but a natural.
Right, and that shit that's in your head just flow like a motherfucker, man. Just like this sauce right here. We finna play that sauce by Mookie Montana, man. Why don't you introduce this sauce, man?
Yeah, this your boy Mookie Montana, a.k.a. the sauce, you hear me? This that goddamn drip, goddamn that sauce, you hear me? Y'all tune in, man.
Let's go get it in then.
Think like you niggas ain't heard about sauce. Think like you niggas ain't too close. Come through, think like you niggas sauce. Montana, how you niggas ain't heard about sauce? Tell me how you rapping and you ain't took off. It's been 2 days and I hit it, it's sauce. You don't know where I been, you don't know what it cost. They go step it through the back, they go shoot it through the cross. One false move, we
lost. You gon' suck a nigga dick till it goes to a chalk. Got the plug on the way and the shooters in the attic. Catch the nigga sippin', we gon' do something badly. She a bad bitch, but her attitude nasty. Fuck nigga talkin', so we pickin' at a tattoo. Your baby daddy leggin', now you fuckin' with a savage. Down on my ass, now a young nigga have it. Ain't trippin' on a bitch, I'ma let a nigga have it. Moved out to Dallas, but a nigga still trappin'. I'm just big ol' ego trippin'. Had to cut some niggas out, one part of my vision. Oh, you know I'm drippin'. Little bit of bitch, to respect my pimp. Yeah, they head terrific. But I won't let a little hoe in my business. No, I can't be specific. But I know some niggas who be really down with it. Nigga tryna make it to the bank. Street nigga doing shit that you can't. I'ma gonna remix it in the same. What it is, what it ain't, what you can't. Little Mookie put packs on the road. Nigga getting exposed, they hoes. Big brother stays down 10 toes. In the hood, cause you know the streets cold. Straight from the streets, nigga. No cap, got a hoe tryna tag me. No app, catch me in a 10 speed. Cross a mouth, these hoes tryna catch me. But I'm telling how you niggas ain't heard by sauce. Tell how you rapping and you ain't took off. And it's 2 days and I hit it exhaust. You don't know where I been, you don't know what it cost. They gon' shoot you through the back, they gon' shoot you through the cross. One false move, we gon' knock a nigga off. Words on the streets, say they talking to the lost. You gon' suck a nigga dick till it go to a jaw. Tell how you niggas ain't heard by sauce. Tell how you rapping and you ain't took off. And it's 2 days and I hit it exhaust. You don't know where I been, you don't know what it cost. But a nigga talking down cause he broke. I'ma gon' take flight, no coat. Baby said she wanna put her in the throat. All this water on a nigga need a bowl. All these goddamn chain, no slaves. Rap niggas swerving all in my lane. I'ma pop a nigga cap champagne. I got 4 white bitches cocaine. They gon' light a nigga up Hussein. Been through the rain and the pain in the game. On fence, down to blow a nigga brain. I just ran up the bag in the game. Baby mama drive a nigga insane. Some fool had to better my frames. Ain't no steady taking off on these lanes. No cap in my rap on game. Tell me why the nigga fall when it's crunch time. Rap niggas always waiting for a punchline. Blue faces on a nigga at all times. At all times, at all times. Tell me why the niggas fall when it's crunch time. Rap niggas always waiting on a punchline. Blue faces on a nigga at all times. At all times, at all times. Tell me how you niggas ain't heard by songs. Tell me how you rapping and you ain't took off. In the city 2 days and they hit it exhaust. You don't know where I been, you don't know what it cost. They gon' stab you through the back, they gon' shoot you through the cross. One false move, we gon' knock a nigga off. Words on the street, say they talking to the lost. You gon' suck a nigga dick till it goes to a jaw. Tell me how you niggas ain't heard by sauce. Tell me how you rapping and you ain't took off. In the city 2 days and they hit it exhaust. You don't know where I been, you don't know what it cost.
And that's that Sauce Kid. That's that Mookie Montana. Mookie, how many albums you think you done come up with over your music career, man? How many albums? You know what I'm saying? All right, just like in your album. Total body of work, you got albums, mixtapes. You've been doing this. You know what you got on Audio Mac? What you got on SoundCloud? How much material you got out there, man?
Bruh, man. I probably got a good 100 and some songs out, maybe. Maybe 100 and some songs out. But what I got in my catalog, what I possess, I probably got a rough 1,500 to 2,000 songs. Now, however you want to format and put on CDs or whatever. I got my email music, I got my hard drive music, I got computer music, I got studio music, you know, I got my sister, she got music in her email, my mama got music in her email, my brother got music in his email, he got his shit, you know, I got old CDs, I got shit I did on live mixtape, you know. Yeah.
What's your latest project?
Even Scotty got a motherfucking catalog for me, huh?
Yeah, I know you and Scotty collab, man. What's your latest project that you got out right now?
I done dropped South Kid or whatever, but I'm about to drop a CD featuring KO Famous on the 18th called No Number Nation. You know, just to show people, man, it don't matter if I get, you know, nominated for anything, man. I'm really not doing it for that shit, you know. Yeah, I'm doing it so people can know, like, bro, like, I'm doing this shit without it. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm...
Yeah, so that leaves
people, me... People, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just like a... Just
well, let
like
me ask
man,
you this,
because
it
kind
of leads into one of my questions, man. So when you're doing this, man, do you dedicate your everyday actions in this music? Is it a person or a circumstance that you're dedicated to, man? Like, are you out here, you know, what's your motivation? What drives you to do what you do?
Yeah, man. You know, when you really focus on anything in life, you know, it's gonna have to be personal because it's. I just feel like it's. Bro, I done heard, man. You know how many times I done heard Snake, bro? You know, not to say I don't like the song, not to say like just like songs. Like I'm becoming to just like be like, damn, like you know, like but like, bro, it takes a lot to. You know, do this. You know what I'm saying? Because you gotta push the song for so long. You know, you gotta do shit. You gotta, you know, you just gotta do a lot of shit, bro. And if you don't love it personally, it's not gonna work.
Right. You gotta have that self-determination, that self-drive. So I've seen a lot of people, man. You know, I used to do Swag Nation magazine. So I've seen a lot of artists come and go. Over my last 4 years, man, I dealt with a lot of artists, and it do take some dedication, take some commitment to a personal commitment, man. If you really want, if you got love for it, it shows in your music too, man. I'm gonna say that much. And from what I've been hearing from you, man, I had to look you up. You know what I'm saying? I had to do my homework.
Yeah.
So I had
man,
to listen to a whole lot of Mookie Montana this last week.
Man, you know what's the funny shit? My brother, he say He hit me. He was like, man, Mookie. He was like, bro. He was like, nigga, I Googled you, nigga. he said, nigga, I Googled you, nigga. And he said, the motherfucker said you a musical artist. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
he said, nigga, that shit made me cry, nigga. He said that shit made me cry, nigga. Knowing from what we came from, knowing we used to be in my mama back room, bro. Making music, I had took a whole 2 years. I wasn't doing shit but working, coming home. You know what I'm saying? I was doing a little trapping outside. You know what I'm saying? Back. You know what I'm saying? I said my mama back. You know. But I was still recording and shit too. I record for niggas too. You know what I'm saying? I had a lot of niggas come through there. Like I used to hang around London and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like all the people from Vernon Dixon. You know, I'm from like prostrated downtown and shit. So it's like every all collided. And I end up moving to Shady Oaks and shit. But. It takes a lot to just, like you said, do this shit, bro, but just seeing that, like you said, you look me up, but it's so crazy, bro, I got a whole website and stuff now, like, you know, it's like, to me, it's still day one, I just want to know how it made you feel when you looked me up, you know?
Oh, let me tell you, man. All right, so what it is, so, okay, the way I do the process, you know, anytime just like the magazine or doing Studio 73, the blog talk, okay, if I say I'm going to do an artist, you know what I'm saying, I say I'm going to interview an artist or if I'm going to do a feature on you, I have to look you up, you see what I'm saying? I have to see what your body of work is. And I still didn't even do your YouTube, though, you know what I'm saying? Because so I Googled you, and I had to skip past the YouTube because I was trying to buy the CD, you know, I was trying to buy some music. So I went to the Google and I Googled you. So I went to Amazon. You know what I'm saying? I saw what you had on Amazon. I went to Apple Music. See what you got on Apple Music. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nah, cool. And it's like this other Spotify. You know what I'm saying? 7,000 plays. Well, hey, hold on. He got 7,000 plays. Said, nah, Moogie. Nah, Mr. Moogie Montana. He ain't doing it like that. And I said, I mean, the projects you had. And I was like, well, okay, Moogie doing it. He working, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
working, man. Mookie out here trying to get it for real. He ain't playing. This ain't finna be no play interview. Mookie out here doing it for real.
I feel it, bro.
So I saw you do a few collabs, man. I was like, okay, Mookie collabing too. So I know that you affiliated with Smokehouse Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? But before I do Smokehouse Entertainment, before we do that one, tell me about the new wave. Tell me about the new wave brand. Tell me about your brand.
Well, the new wave really started from me like, well, I guess I was doing music first, but I looked at the new wave at first for like a company for like me like throwing parties, like throwing shows for myself, like the liability part of it, you know. So that was the whole purpose of creating the new wave. It really wasn't for a label, you know what I'm saying? But it just so happened to end up becoming that because, shit, I do music, and I'm starting to look at my stuff, and I'm starting to realize and read more about the business side of stuff. And I just ran into, like, what my music was coming out under. You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know, publishing my own music. Even though I'm not at the point, I got a couple connections with TV, but I'm not at the point where I'm in the writer room, because people don't understand. It takes a lot of shit to get your music on. You don't just submit your music and they just select and say, damn, okay, this sounds nice. You gotta become a part of that. It's like a job. You see what I'm saying? Like, so I'm on my way to that, but it's like I'm not there yet. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, shit, I just, damn, why did I let my train of thought? I think about this shit. I ain't gonna lie.
That's fine, bro. That's fine. But the new wave has come.
Go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off. No, that's why. I was just going to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, the whole new wave shit is just, I really want to build it more of young kids. Cause like I said, I got 3 kids, you know what I'm saying? So I want to build it more of, I got nephews, I got nieces. I want to build it for them so they can become a, and they don't have to be artists, they don't have to be rappers, they can be, you know, like photographers, just a whole art perspective, because I got a big brother, he a twin, that nigga can draw, you know what I'm saying, super, super good, like portrait draw, like, you know, and like I did tattoos for a good minute or whatever, but I ain't just like no artist like that, but I love to edit my own videos and shit, like, take pictures, and, you know, I love to do treatments and stuff like that too, you know, because my mind is just super creative like that. I ain't lost that. Some people be losing their imagination when we get older, but for me, it's just one of those things that I just held on to, you know, just my imagination, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the process is, it's a process. It ain't glamorous. The process ain't glamorous.
Nice.
But the end product is what the people see and what the people hear. Now that's that shit that's fire, you know what I'm saying? And that's what you really trying to get to, is that end product. So let me ask you this right here, man. I got a couple of songs. I see you collab with a few people now. So let's talk about a collab that you did with OG Snap and Drevo Coolidge. That re-up. Let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's what it is, right? Yeah, that's that re-up, right?
Yeah. That re-up came about, man. You know, I don't live in Mississippi no more. I had moved out here to Texas and shit. So, you know, when I go back, you know, I gotta make some music. So, shit, first person I had hit up was Snap. I had pulled up on that nigga, man. Told the nigga, you know, boy, you about to go to the studio, you know. So we picked the beat, wrote a song, and Drevo just really kind of, you know what I'm saying, popped up. But he popped up and we end up going to the studio, laying it down. And really, I ain't gonna say I ain't think much of the song. I'm just say we make so much music. You know what I'm saying? It was just gonna be another song. It was just gonna be another song on our project. You know what I'm saying? On Magnolia 2 that we about to drop. We say I got so much music, man. So
right.
We ended up. So we were like, shit, you know, he asked me like, man, where you, you know, how long you gonna be down here? I'm like, shit, you know, I'm staying the night, you know. So we were like, shit, fuck it, but let's shoot a video. So, man, hit up the videographer or whatever, you know, because I was staying downtown at the Hilton, you feel me? You know, when I come home, I be just trying to live it up, you feel me? Because I be like, shit, I couldn't do this when I was here, you feel me?
Right.
You know, I come to the Hilton, shit, we go up to the rooftop, shit, to be honest with you, bro, and this some real shit, like, nigga, we forgot the words to the song, nigga. We were so high, you feel me? Bro, I'm like, look, the female that shoot it, but she like, man, these nigga bullshit, man. She tell, you know what I'm saying, she tell the motherfucker the entourage shit we got, she like, man, these nigga bullshit. We like, man, baby, we ain't bullshit, we just don't know the song, shit, we just made the motherfucker earlier. You know
right.
what I'm saying? That morning. Like, people don't understand. Like I said, we punching in shit, you know. I don't know if Snaphead wrote this shit or whatever, but we end up getting through it or whatever. If you look at the video, she did real, real good. But it was just so crazy to me that you know, that's why, you know, shoot a video in the same day that you make a song, though, just for the niggas out here. But some people be blessed to know their songs already. They might have wrote it and been in rehearsing so many times for they recorded. But, you know, me and Snap, when we do music shit, that ain't the case.
Well, that was it's a dope-ass song, man. You go ahead and introduce the song, man. Then we're going to come back and talk about your YouTubes and everything else, man. Go ahead and introduce this reel for me.
Oh, man, this your boy Mooga Montana once again, you dig. And this is a song, Re-Up, man, featuring that boy OG Snap and Draco Cool is Re-Up.
Yeah, yeah.
Driven by 4 by 100. Time get hard, gotta keep on thumbing. Got a race in the state, keep food in my stomach. Shot it up a pussy, but I still want money.
Want me blow it in the wind, going live from the roof. Got thug like flag around my head, no 2 by 2. But I thought a nigga need this one shot. Get through the paper, I'ma run it to my heart die.
Hotel driven by 4 or 500. Time get hard, gotta keep on thumbing. Got a race in the state, keep food in my stomach. Shot it up a pussy, but I still want money.
Re-up and stay out the way. Free, 100 blue faces in my wallet. I'ma keep getting to the bag. Then I wear it mad. Nigga, ain't nothing gon' stop me. About to take off like a rocket. On the hot topic. These bitches know they be jacking. Niggas get jealous. Little niggas stop it. Gotta see it clear, cause I know the people
know,
watch.
No, they don't want us to sign. I'm all burnt out, gotta focus on mine. I'm taking what's mine. I'm one of a kind. Disrespect me, then you crossing that line.
I remember back then, I was letting shit slide. Now I'm quick to load up, strapped up, let's ride. Want me blow the money in the wind. Make it right back, then I blow it again. I'm reckless or savage, I'm far from your average. These niggas be capped. Kicked out shit, nigga, welcome to the league. I don't really fuck with men, with my feelings on my sleeve. Times got hard, watching everybody lead. Had to boss up, now I got my own team. Moving slow mo, cause a cup full of lean. I done hit reset, now I'm on the scene. I done hit reset, back on the scene.
Coattail driven by 4 by 100. Time get hard, gotta keep on thumbing. Got a race in the state, keep food in my stomach. Shot it up a pussy, but I still want money.
Want me blow it in the wind, going live from the roof. Shot up like flag around my head. No 2 by 2 plus, all a nigga need is one shot. Get through the paper, I'ma run it to my heart side.
Coattail driven by 4 by 100. Time get hard, gotta keep on thumbing. Got a race in the state, keep food in my stomach. Shot it up a pussy, but I still want money.
Re-up and stay out the way.
You can ask my mama. Mooga, y'all done take some nigga plays out of 100. Pop a bitch down, big snake and a kinder. Gotta go and take it, cause the game ain't coming. I done ran up the bag of them big face hunters. Every time I come around, a bitch want something. All I give a bitch hard dick and a tonsil. Young street nigga smoking gas out of phone. Everything I'm speaking, bitches automatic. Give a nigga hell in the 88 classic. Put the super soaker, knock a knee for the plastic. If it ain't gas, then you know I can't match it. Tossing on the bitches, gonna be hoping you to be like. Every nigga around me on gold with the green light. Nighttime trapping on a guy.
I've been on switches and mangoes. Mangoes, cheapin' on witches and bandos. Bandos, cheapin' on witches and bandos. Bandos, I've been on switches and mangoes.
Driven by 4 by 100. Time get hard, gotta keep on thumbing. Got a race in the state, keep food in my stomach. Shot it up a pussy, but I still want money.
Want me blow it in the wind, going live from the roof. Got thug like flag around my head, no 2 by 2 plus. All a nigga need is one shot. Get through the paper, I'ma run it to my heart side.
Coattail driven by 4 by 100. Time get hard, gotta keep on thumbing. Got a race in the state, keep food in my stomach. Shot it up a pussy, but I still want money.
Re-up and stay out the way. Re-up and stay out the way.
Re-up and stay out the way.
Man, that's that Mookie Montana. That's that OG Snap. That's that Drevo Coolidge. That's the collab. That's what's
yeah,
up,
that's
what's up, man? Hey, what's that? You say that one is not out yet. The album out? Is that on the album right now, or is that some a future project?
Yeah,
or is
that's
that an old
project. Yeah, no, that's like a single. You know how you hit them with the single before you hit them with the project or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, that's just a song. That's just one of the songs that's gonna be on Magnolia 2. Between me, OG Snap.
Okay. When is that project coming out? You think? sometime in 2021?
Man, maybe, bro. Maybe. I'm hoping for it. I just got so much stuff coming out. We got, right. You know, man, we got No Nominations coming out. Then KO dropping January. Well, Snap finna drop on tomorrow, shit. Matter of fact, he dropping his album, Life. KO dropping in January. Shit, I'm dropping another solo album in February. It's going to be like an R&B. Now, that's going to be like an R&B album. And you asking me about, can I sing and shit? I'm,
right.
It's more of, I'm going to drop it on my birthday, though. So, you know, people always calling me a Valentine's Day baby, so I'm going to get their ass on for Valentine's.
Can we hear, do you know the title of the song? You don't want to share that yet? Or you want to share the title of the song?
I'm going to drop a whole,
On Valentine's.
I'm going to drop a whole project. I ain't came up with the name of it, though, but it got to be something. You know, it got to be something
right.
Sensational, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Because, something sweet. Something sweet and sexy. Something that relates to the day at hand. You know, I can dig it, bro. Shit, I ain't no.
Mm-hmm.
So give me something to play.
I kind of want to go ahead and take that extra mile and go and get Akeem on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? If he gonna throw me a real good deal on the verse, you know, just because I want to do that, I want to network with people like that. You know what I'm saying? Who created their own lane? You see what I'm saying? Because I feel like I done created my own lane. Like people may say I don't have an image, but I'm not trying to persuade. That's exactly what I want you to say. I'm not trying to persuade an image. I'm me. I'm everything. You see what I'm saying? Like. I'm everything under the sun. Like, I can be mad, I can be happy, I can be sad, I can be all this shit. I'm all human. I'm a man. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can dig it.
Like,
man.
I can make all them songs, bro.
I ain't got the track Feelings on here, but, you know, that track Feelings, I can dig it.
Yeah, bro, I be everything, bro. I be like...
And that track Dolphins. I say, if Mookie wants to now, he can go for your neck now. You got to listen to what he's talking about. He ain't out here playing.
Really.
If he want to go for you, he can go for you. But if he want to smooth it out now, we finna find out on February 14th. We going to see about what
like
the latest.
Everybody like that.
Yeah. We going to find out, though, real quick.
I think everybody like that more than hardcore Mookie, though. But like it's that's me regardless. Like I'm always gonna be a hard body, but I just feel like I don't have to do that. I passed it, you know what I'm saying? Like that was the Jackson Mookie, you know what I'm saying? Like shit, like,
right.
I took a step up, like shit, like you know, like nigga, you gotta be for me to gotta make it on your ass at this point. You gotta be making six figures, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what I think of myself. You see what I'm saying? Like
right. So
and I just feel like
you done grew up,
man.
You
for real,
you done grew up in every way than one, huh? Age,
man,
materials, and all that shit, and your projects, your future projects. You about to make some grown folk kind of rap music.
Some
shit.
Grown folk music, and I just feel like, I still bring that sauce though. I still feel like, cause I got a song called Pressure. You know what I'm saying? It's still smooth. It's still hardcore, but it's smooth. Like I'm like, Shawty got that pressure. She like, good dope. Say fuck out, let's talk and I want on smoke. You know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
But it's like still saying, it's still speaking like what I'm talking about on Dolphin and shit. But like it's talking to like in the sense of talking to a woman. Like shit, like fuck out of talking about. I want all smoke. I want to get it in right now. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me, mama. You know what I'm saying? But like that's what I hear. You know, when I think about it, and the name of the song called Pressure, I put like a little preview out on Facebook and Instagram.
Right. Okay. Hey, let me ask you now about your affiliation with Smokehouse Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? How long you been attached with Smokehouse? Of course, I know. You remember we did the swag night out,
mm-hmm.
all at Patrick's
mm-hmm.
place. Yeah, we did that. That was pretty dope. That was something new for me. So that was the first time I did that, something like that. So, but
we done did so many. So man, I ain't gonna cap to you, bro. Like, bro, I'm a what Neo say? I'm a boss out by myself. What do you say? Some when we together.
Yeah, I got
you.
You
know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
bro, listen,
yeah.
Bro, that sounds so perfect, bro, because it's like, bro, I already got my own thing. I already have my own thing going on. But when I linked up with Smokehouse, it was like shit, a whole nother avenue. I don't got, it was like a whole nother avenue, like of getting my music out there, like going to like the outskirts, more outskirts cities and shit like that. Taking my entourage with me, you know what I'm saying? I used to go down that motherfucker, out in one goddamn truck, you know what I'm saying? One SUV. Mm-hmm. And that motherfucker smoking and drinking. I wait 3 hour, 4 hour drives, you know? But I feel like this stuff pay out, man. And I be loving this stuff too, you know?
We own it, man.
But yeah, the affiliation, man, I rock with them boys. You know, I mean, I rock with Scotty for sure, man. And whatever move he feel like is right, I rock with it. You know what I'm saying? Because he rock with me. You know what I'm saying? When I wasn't Mookie Montana, you know what I'm saying? Like when motherfucker, he met me at a show. Matter of fact, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like I met Scotty when I was doing a show. You know, that's just how much we be working.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay, do you have any special memories about any show, any event, anything that you've done, like while you've been on your journey, man, that you want to share, that you look back on, that click in your head, you be like, man, I remember I did this right here, and that shit gonna stay with me forever.
I'll give you one. Okay. I'm gonna say this one, God damn it, because it's about home. You know what I'm saying? I get love in a lot of places, bro. You feel me?
Yep.
But home is the hardest place, dog. You feel me? And I don't care what nobody tell you. But home, I don't know how people view me at home now. I know a lot of people view me as they say I'm solidified or whatever. But, like, I know it's a lot more people to see the South or whatever. But to say that, I'm saying, I think it was the fucking End of Music Week, if I'm not mistaken. In 2019, mm-hmm. Jackson Music End of Week 2019 with Smokehouse.
Mm-hmm.
When I say every motherfucking word that I was rapping, the motherfucker was rapping, bro. I said, man, I ain't no way. I knew people listen to me at home, but
right.
I didn't know people listen to me at home. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
you didn't know they. You figure they hear your shit at the club, they probably bouncing with you, bobbing their head to the music. You know what I'm saying? But you don't think they listening to your lyrics. So
man, them motherfuckers know every word, bro.
So were you able to get through the performance while you was looking at that shit? That shit kind of probably had
oh, yeah,
make your hair stand on end, man. It hyped up a little
bro.
Bit more too, didn't it?
You know what I'm saying? But you know, with snakes, bro, it's just certain parts of that motherfucker that's just like, you know what I'm saying? It's just super hype, you know?
Oh, that was a song you performed with snakes.
Man, oh, there's snakes. I had another song at the time called Molly. What's the name of the other song I did in the week? Man, I can't think of it, but I know for a fact, bro. Like, man, that
was
every song.
Was it on that Battlefield album?
Yeah, it was on that Battlefield album because you know, see, that's right when I met Scotty, you see what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna say that right when I met him, but that's when we officially, like, you know what I'm saying, linked up and started together. You see what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? Like, Battlefield is like when we went on tour type of shit, like.
Right, and people don't understand is you got a whole lot of music in your, I won't say war chest, but in your, you got, like you were saying earlier, I got music every goddamn word. But you got a lot of music
man,
you ain't released yet, right? You know what I'm saying?
And then you got to think about the features and shit on niggas' albums that I really don't promote. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause
right.
you know, most of them don't really do nothing with the shit. You know, man, you got to think about it. I was Mookie before I was Mookie Montana. I got a whole nother catalog under Mookie too. So people be thinking like, oh, he just got good overnight. Hell no. I can talk about whatever I want to talk about in music. And if I'm
right.
going through that shit, I'm going to make every single word fit. You know, and that's, I feel like that's when I mastered the art of not word combination, but music writing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still trying to master word combination, like reading the, you know, like reading the dictionary, replacing words, and what's more trendy, what's more sticky, what's more classical. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that shit is real, bro. Like,
yeah, it
like,
is. And you'd be amazed. Hey, when you get that right sentence right, that shit like
ooh,
heaven. Like, goddamn, that's all
bro.
I had to say.
And now it's all about making music. Now it's all about making music that I want to hear over and over. So it got to be really, really, really good. Cause I listen to myself more than anybody, bro. Because I already got the old music in my head. Sometimes I have to preview it, but you know, you need music to make music. So all my music come from something, but you will have to know the music to know where it come from. See what I'm saying? So that's
right,
when people
right.
be like, oh man, I listen to all type of music. No, you don't. Because if you listen to all type of music, then you will know where most of my songs come from. Because that's all that's in my head is the melodies from old shit. You know, all that old about all that. Love and happy. You know what I'm saying? Like shit like
yeah.
that. Like, man, that's some melody, bro. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can dig it, man. Hey, Mook, I want to go into this no talking, man. We're going to go into no talking. Then we're going to come back, man. I want you to reflect on 2020 for me. Then we're going to do a salute to your fans, man. Then I'm going to let you go, man, because I know you got a life to live. You don't want to be on the radio all goddamn life.
Yeah, right. I'll be talking to you all night, man.
So let's do this
better
no talking,
blood,
man.
No doubt. This no talking, man. By your boy Mookie Montana featuring SOS Mo. Y'all go listen to
it. Let's get it in.
Yeah, whoa, yeah, aye, 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 whoa, yeah, whoa,
listen up, Pluto.
Better watch what you say, ain't in the talking. I just put the whole game in the coffin. Pussy dripping like a sink, I call a faucet. Money talking, it got legs and it walking. What you say ain't in the talking. I just put the whole gang in the coffin. Pussy tripping like a sink, I call a faucet. Money talking, it got legs and it walking.
Pull up on the scene with a body. This ain't no friend of bad, bitch, you ain't invited. I got a couple thugs with me, you know I'm body. I'm on the island, it's a fake.
What you say ain't in the talking. I just put the whole game in the coffin. Pussy dripping like a sink, I call a faucet. Money talking, it got legs and it walking. Better watch what you say ain't in the talking. I just put the whole gang in the coffin. Pussy dripping like a sink, I call a faucet. Money talking, it got legs and it walking. We got shooters, ain't no question, I'ma send it. Can't trust these hoes, cause they all up in your business. I'm coming through them bands, don't you fuck up my momentum. Got some niggas did me wrong, but the Mookie still gon' kill them. But I watch what you say, I ain't talking. Chopper get the better, go to walking. Now the cat with the camera, I'ma walk it. Had 100 bad bitches when I walked it. Niggas can't choose like the king, they know what I mean. Little bitch, it's a sauce. These niggas ain't talking no green, they dip in the cream, get lost in the sauce. Better watch what you say ain't in the talking. I just put the whole game in the coffin. Pussy dripping like a sink, I call a faucet. Money talking, they got legs and it walking. Better watch what you say ain't in the talking. I just put the whole gang in the coffin. Pussy dripping like a sink, I call a faucet. Money talking, they got legs and it walking.
Yeah. Mookie, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I got a question for you, man. Hey, will you be writing and you be in the studio? Do you think about doing PG music? Do it cross your mind that who listening to it? You know what I'm saying?
I do, but you know what's so funny though, bro? Man, I was just talking about this earlier to somebody. But you know, that's why I say I'm about to do some R&B with less cursing in it. You see what I'm saying? Like, because you know, yeah, you can do the clean music, but you gotta understand everybody human. You know, even with these kids, bro. Like the cursing to me is like, I don't know. I'm definitely trying to get better with it. My brother stay saying that though. He always tell me, man, you gotta calm down, bro. Hey. I don't know. When I be in that studio, I just say what comes, you know. That's another song that I ain't write either.
Okay.
Mhm. Oh shit.
Yeah, you deliver like a motherfucker. Let me tell you, bro. You be delivering.
I appreciate that, bro.
Yes, sir. I seen you live and everything. You know what I'm saying? So I know you come with it when you come with it. So. Whatever you did in the past and you're still growing, if you're getting better at it like you're getting better at it, don't stop, man. Because, you know, eventually, it all pay off. You know what I'm saying? It all pay off, man. The more time you put into your life, man, to pay off. Just like you go out there work for these folks 9 to 5, you put your 9 to 5 into yourself, it's going to pay off for you.
Mm-hmm. That's real talk, man. That's definitely what I'm on, too, man. Just investing, man, because. Like you said, that's pretty much the only way, bro. Like,
so I know this year right here, man.
Go ahead.
You feel like you made what you made?
I feel like I made myself who I am. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody really just come up and say, Mookie, do this or Mookie, do that, you know? I just feel like I feel like the day that I said, okay, I understand that this is a business. It's not personal, it's not, you know, fun and games anymore. It's not something I'm just doing. If I really want to do this, is I got to understand that it's a business. You know
and
what I'm
think,
saying? Like,
yeah, I think you mm-hmm. do understand it. You know what I'm saying? And I, man, sound good to me. Let me tell you.
All right, appreciate that.
Yeah, shit, you're going to be on Studio 73 playlist. Until I get through doing this, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna get nothing but better at it too, you know what I'm saying? And
all right, real talking, I wish you the best, bro, for real.
Man, I'm trying real hard. I'm trying real hard to give us a platform so we can be out here, man, all the independent people, man, get out here and have a voice, you know what I'm saying? And if mm-hmm. something come up, they say you can't do this no more, then I got a platform. I got another platform waiting on your ass, you know what I'm saying?
Right. But my
platform won't be nothing without artists like yourself, you know what I'm saying? So tell me about how you feel about this year, though, man. It was 2020. I mean, we all had to change up what we was doing. You know what
I'm
saying?
Right.
Did you give yourself a chance to sit back and just reflect on what Mookie was doing before 2020, and now you ready to do
I'm going to say, bro, 2020, in a good and bad way, was the best year of my life. Because, you know, I'm an optimistic person, you feel me? So it's like I look at everything as a game, you know, as a learning curve, like to do something better, to further progress myself, bro. But I feel like for 2020, bro, I learned so much shit, bro. Like I just feel like everything that I learned, man, it was just a blessing, bro. It was just a super blessing. And like, that's why I was just saying, I be stressing it so much. Like, I made myself who I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything that I'm doing right now, everything that I got, the blessing that God gave me, the ability to move away from home, you know, to even have the perspective that I have and have the perception that I have, like, it's just a blessing, bro. Like, it's just beyond words, like.
Well, I can dig it, man. I really can. I can dig it. So what you got coming up next for 2021? Tell the people what you got coming up. Your first three projects, you know.
Okay, I got the No Nominations featuring K.O. Famous, dropping on December 18th on all platforms. The only platform y'all might have to wait for is iTunes. But like you said, first thing you said to me, that's why I be listening. You said Amazon. And I ain't going to lie to you. My sister, and see, she was the first person that told me about Amazon. You see what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I be paying attention, but I got the no nominations coming December 18th. And then, you know, like I said, I got the other album coming February the 14th. So I'm about to really, really try to focus in on them two projects and make them sound new, you know, new as possible, bro, because that's what it's really about. Like, you know how the sound be changing, you know, how to mm-hmm. work from tapes to CDs, to MP3s, to, you know, just keep changing. It just keep changing, you know? And I'm just trying to stay with it. I'm trying to keep my sound building because there's still a lot I got to do, you know. But that's what I got coming. Then No Nomination, December 18th, featuring KO Famous. And then I got, I need to come up with a name, too. You made me feel bad because I ain't got
no Yeah, that's all right, man.
It'd probably be versatile though. You feel me? Because mm-hmm. see, a lot of people be expecting a hard rap. Cause I ain't gonna lie, I ain't wanna say it's a lot of hard rap on No Nominations, but it kind of I'm gonna say 70% of that motherfucker is like kind of hard rap, but it's still melodic, but it's still like the hard rap. But you know, like I said, the versatile gonna be like all R&B, smooth, vibing type of music. I got a song vibing on No Nominations called Harlem Nights. So you really got to listen to that. That's a man, when I say that's a beautiful song, bro, it's a beautiful song. But like it's just so smooth, man, you know. But that's what I'm aiming for on that on February 14th.
Okay, man, you want to give any shots out, man? You want to tell anybody what's up? Show to somebody, you want to just holler at your people real quick, man. Just tell them thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, straight up, man. You know, I want to thank everybody that tuned in, and I want to thank the higher power, of course. I want to thank, you know, my team, everybody who be on my side, even when I'm goddamn it on some more shit, you know what I'm saying? My brother for making my beats, you know what I'm saying, for long as he did help craft me to who the fuck I am now, you know. My mama, of course. My mama for taking care of me and being able for me to be here now, you know. So, and my team, like I said, OG Snap, KO Famous, Scottie Pimpin, you know, like the whole Smokehouse team, the whole New Wave. And, you know, whoever rocking with me, my fans, the people who show love, the people who got me to 1,000 subscribers and shit on YouTube, the people who got me to 5,000 listeners on Spotify, you know, damn near I'm almost to a million streams, you know what I'm saying, overall and shit on these platforms, bro. Like, these people been, but I really want to give thanks to the people who understood, like, give thanks to my mama for dealing with all that loud music. I know she listening. For dealing with all that loud music, you know what I'm saying? Long nights, you know. Yeah, just think of paying a bill for us doing stupid shit, smoking in the house and all the dumb stuff we did, you know, and her still put up with it. Man, just thank her, man.
Well, man, I so appreciate you, man, for calling in and being my guest tonight. Man, we had a real great interview. You know, I'm going to go back, man. I'm finna do this no rush.
Okay,
with you.
Okay.
I just got a pippin' on it, man. We're going to end the interview with that. And I just want to say thank you, bro, and keep doing what you're doing. And we might have to do this again around about your birthday time so we can tell people what this going to sound like and what's the name of. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, for sure, yeah, most definitely, bro, because we got to do this promo run. I appreciate you for even having me, man, because the more chances I get to get this stuff out, man, it's just the better.
Well, man, I'm going to tell you like that, man. You one of the first names Scotty say, man, when he say, man, I got somebody for you.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up.
I put my boy on your show.
That's my dog, man.
All right, now, yeah, then the next show.
You know, I always see Alex of a kid because, you know, I'm going to do the same for him, man.
And I got Remedy coming up next, man. So.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's what's up.
So
when's she coming up right after me?
She coming up next week.
Okay,
she coming up next week.
Yeah,
man, I'm going to do the show every Tuesday. I'm doing the show. I'm going to start something else. After the New Year's, I'm going to do Tuesday tea, man, so everybody can call in the morning time when they're waking up and shit. But, hey, we it's all about you right now. So, this you, Scotty, man. No rush. Go ahead.
Okay. No doubt.
Go on and introduce that one for me. Then we got out of here.
This that boy, Scotty Pimpin', No Rush, featuring Moving Montana, man.
All right. I ain't tryna rush you, baby. Never gonna step in all night. It's about to be a long night. Yeah. I ain't gonna rush you, baby. I ain't gonna rush. Double cup sipping all night. It's about to be a long night.
Be a long night.
Dead from the way that I kick it. Maybe I can be her type.
Be her type.
Shawty said you're out. Kid, but she only single for a price. Baby, this a life I live, so I gotta do the shit right. You ain't tryna leave with the kid, what you gon' do in my car? You ain't never lived this life, you ain't never been with a star. You ain't gotta hold your tongue, tell me if I'm going too far. I ain't gon' rush you, baby, cause you know tonight is over.
It ain't a rush, we can take it slow. Keep it on the hush and go with the flow. Whenever you're ready, just let me know. Give me the green light and then it's a go. Your skin is as soft as a cotton ball. So on the way when you make the call. If you want the D, you can get it all. And I'll get it wet as a waterfall. I know you like what you see. I wanna know if you're feeling my vibe. Come with me and set yourself free. You need a king to stand by your side. You're killing the scene like a murder case. Got the juice and I want a taste. Gorgeous face and a tight waist. Make my heart race when we embrace. Fantasizing about a spending time. Finesse in your mind when we bump and grind. Rubbing my hands up and down your spine. Watching your eyes looking for a sign. Your body language told me how you feel. I know you've been hurt, now it's time to heal. So let's take a dream and make it real. Need a Superman, I'm your man of steel.
Never go sleeping all night. It's about to be a long night.
Be a long night.
From the way that I kick it, maybe I can be her type. Shawty said you're out with the kid, but she only single for a price. Baby, this a life I live, so I gotta do the shit right. You ain't tryna leave with the kid, what you gon' do in my car? You ain't never lived this life, you ain't never been with a star. You ain't gotta hold your tongue, tell me if I'm going too far. I ain't gon' rush you, baby, cause you know tonight is over.
You ain't never been with a star. Let me introduce you to a brand new lifestyle. Let's have a few dreams at the bar. You can tell me about your hopes and your dreams in the meanwhile. I'm trying to understand where you're coming from. Then find out where you wanna go. I know the pain in your past got you feeling numb. It's time to move on if you wanna grow. You need a man with a plan, not a bum. Looking dumb, trying to get some attention on Facebook. If you want it, then you're talking to the one that is shining like the sun and can change your whole outlook. Choose a boss if you want the most out of life. Tell me your thoughts as I hold you close through the night. Get your dog things you had to come to the light. You've been treated wrong, I'm the one to treat you right. You deserve the best, but the best and none less. I can lift you up and take away the stress. Always knowing by your side, you ain't gotta get. When you choose a king, you don't need to rest. Let me elevate your mind and your body and your soul to a level you ain't never seen. We can celebrate the grind for our goals, cause you and I together make a better team.
Make a better team.
Double cup sipping all night. It's about to be a long night.
Be a long night.
Dead from the way that I kick it. Maybe I can be her type.
Be her type.
Shawty said you're out with the kid, but she only single for a price.
For a price.
Baby, this a life I live,
life I live.
So I gotta do the shit right.
Do the shit right.
You ain't tryna leave with the kid. What you gon' do in my car? You ain't never lived this life. You ain't never been with a star. You ain't gotta hold your tongue. Tell me if I'm going too far. I ain't gon' rush you, baby, cause you know tonight is over. Hey, man, I want to thank my guest for being on the show, man. Mr. Mookie Montana, this is your peoples, man. This is Artisan Drew's Studio 73. Hey, we got a whole nother goddamn set to go. So let's start this shit over. Let's go right here.
Welcome to Studio 73, your avenue for thoughts and conversation. Hosted by Artisan Drew. Listen, look, live, and say something. Studio 73.
So I cut it. Two double cups and I'm sipping no money. I know you bitches would love me. Now they won't fuck for a little bit of money. Niggas ain't part of discussion. Come from the streets, gotta ride with their buddy. We know you suckers be bluffing. Pull up and pop at your way with no budget. I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it. I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it. I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it. I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it. Cut it. I'm bad just like I'm Drizzy. Seats around drumming that dick make you dizzy. Young nigga tatted like 50. The streets in the industry keeping me busy. Whoever thought I would get it. Had to stay down on the block, I committed. Stay in my lane cause I'm dripping. No, I can't rock with these motherfucking critics. Fuck all that talking, you know I come get it.
You know I come get it.
Savage young nigga, I'm hot in the city.
Hot in the city.
Boy, you ain't through, you portraying the image.
Boy, you portraying your image.
Fuck all that talking, just show me the digits.
Fuck all that talking, just show me the digits.
I got snakes in the grass, cut them off,
cut them off.
We got snakes in the grass, cut them off,
cut them off.
Cut them off, cut them off, cut them off.
I got snakes in the grass.
I saw them snakes in the grass, I cut it. Two double cups and I'm sipping no money. I know you bitches would love me. Man, they won't fuck for a little bit of money. Niggas ain't part of discussion. Come from the streets, gotta ride with their buddies. We know you suckers be bluffing. Pull up and pop at your way with no conscience. I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it. I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it. I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it. I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it. Cut it, cut it. How about the plan and jump right on the road?
How about the plan and jump right on the road?
Came a long way from the pots in the stove.
Came a long way from the pots in the stove.
I know the little bitches, they play with their nose.
Know the little bitches, they play with their nose.
I know some fun nigga won't see me on phone.
Fuck, nigga.
I get the bag and run up at the shows.
Run it up.
Young nigga jumping out waving the snow.
Young nigga
jumping
out waving the snow.
I keep a stick in the test with a rose. Night on deck, watch your body will fold. Body will fold. I got snakes in the grass, cut them off.
Cut them off.
We got snakes in the grass, cut them off.
Cut them off.
Cut them off.
On snakes, fuck y'all, motherfuckers. All right, you snakes in the grass on this NFL football field. Let me go through these damn stats again. So I like doing this shit. Don't ask me why I like doing it. I just like doing it, man. I like talking about who the fuck the stat leaders are for the NFL. And I like to, if your team in the running for the playoffs, I want to talk about that shit. But this shit just make me feel good sometimes to look at these damn stats and not see a particular team. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know who y'all offensive leaders are in passing. You got Patrick Mahomes. All right, see, my whole problem now. I got a problem. I'm going to have a problem. I'm going to tell y'all the problem I got. When I'm looking at these damn stat sheets, I'm looking at these stats. Because I play fantasy football. You know what I'm saying? I play fantasy football. I pick my team. I call myself picking one of the best teams I ever picked. You know what I'm saying? And I had Deshaun Watson on my motherfucker. He was my starting quarterback. And do you know, this motherfucker can't win a game this whole motherfucking year. That shit irritated my nerve. It righteously irritated my nerve that the Houston Texans are as sour as they are. And that was paint team. Paint rest your soul, you know what I'm saying? All right, so that being said, your offensive leaders, man, your passing leaders, you got Patrick Mahomes, number one. Then you got Deshaun Watson. Then you got Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and Matt Ryan. Now, y'all tell me how all these, out of the five I just named, ain't, where the hell is Deshaun Watson and Matt Ryan going? They ain't going to no playoff game. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no way. There's no way they going to the playoffs. So why the hell they, why y'all putting up all these numbers? Trying to make y'all shit look good. And then you got your Russian leaders. You know what I'm saying? I tell you now, Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook, James Robinson, Ronald Jones II, and Nick Chubb. All right, now, Tennessee, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Dalvin Cook, maybe. Well, Derrick Henry with Tennessee. Dalvin Cook with Minnesota. James Robinson with Jacksonville. Ronald Jones with Tampa Bay. The second with Tampa Bay. Then I got Nick Chubb with Cleveland. Y'all know Nick Chubb was hurt. I believe if Nick Chubb wasn't hurt, hadn't been hurt at the beginning of the year, he'd probably be at the top of this list. Cause that dude run hard, but you know, Derrick Henry, he's just a beast, man. So I don't know. And I ain't finna talk about your playoff appearances, Mr. James Robinson. You ain't going nowhere, so we ain't talking about that. And Ronald Jones, you might not be going nowhere neither. So let's go back to the receiver. Let's continue on with my little rant about these damn stats of the NFL. Hey, wait till the NBA season starts. I'm going to have so much shit to talk then because I'm watching it this year. I'm real interested. You know what I'm saying? LeBron, don't even go there, Arch. Let's just continue on. All right, receiver. Now, Travis Kelce, tight end, is your receiving leader going into whatever week the hell we in. Do they tell me the week we in? Nope. All right, so Travis Kelce. Then we got DK Metcalf, Stephon Diggs, number 3, Tyreek Hill, number 4, and then DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins. You know, DeAndre Hopkins used to be a teammate of a particular person that I picked to be my number one quarterback in my fantasy football, but I'm not gonna harp on that, man. It is what it is. It happens, you know, in life you make decisions, man. And you have to make decisions according to something. I don't know what the fuck they be making decisions on. Alright, now you got the defensive leaders. I'm coming right back to Houston. Man, Paint, if Paint saw this shit, Paint be talking shit about this shit, man. Talking about how the fuck Houston get all these motherfuckers and all these top of this and top of that and can't win a motherfucking game. Man, that shit irritate my nerve. The number one defensive tackles in tackles. Zach Cunningham. Man, then you got Jalen Smith, Raekwon Smith, Blake Martinez, and Devin White. That's the tackles leaders, man, right now in NFL. Let me top five. So how is Houston got all these goddamn people in the top something and can't win a fucking game? You know what I'm saying? And that's in tackles. That ain't in sacks. You know, in your sacks leaders, you got Aaron Donald, T.J. Watt, Za'Darius Smith, Trey Hendrickson, Myles Garrett. Now, I can't really complain about the sacks list, man. All them teams pretty much in there. Your tackles and shit don't matter. There must be some stat packing shit that they doing right there. All right, then you got interceptions. You got Xavier Howard, J.C. Jackson, Tyrann Mathieu, Harrison Smith, and Quandre Diggs. Quandre Diggs. Is it Quandre? If I pronounce it wrong, brother, I'm sorry. But, man, these top people, I ain't got but about five of them on my fantasy football team. Maybe that's why I'm so bitter. I got a bit of heart about this shit. I ain't mad, though. I'm glad that I got the opportunity to even pick some of y'all. I hate that y'all got me, my fantasy football shit look like shit right now. But anyway, man, I'd like to appreciate everybody for tuning in to Studio 73. Have a great night. I'll talk to you later, man.
Just education. It's not motivation. I mean, it's still motivation, but now it's education. Karma's company. Of course. Follow me. Never backwards, it's fast forward. You always get what you grind for. All human beings, talent fit design. But not every clause have a stitch line. Speak of mental practice when you on your grind. This discipline you hold aside has to now apply. I do 16 hours, 2 water breaks. Get like 5 hours sleep back the next day. I don't write songs, I write memories. Torture to my haters, my accomplishments are misery. Had a smoke session with my skeletons in the closet. Worked out fine, can't put the lighter in they pocket. No postpone, post, Shinner topics. 32 copies gone, magic profits. I control the options. We take mud, turn the water from a spring fountain.